Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much, just here in quarantine.
Samesies.
Okay, so this is my Aunt Jasmine,
Hello.
and she is a. You want to tell them about what you do?
What don't I do is a better question. I am a lawyer. I am a yoga instructor. I am a business owner. I am a master kombucha brewer. What else? I think that's enough.
Okay, you have a really great resume, seems like. Okay. So, quarantine, it sucks, in Georgia, stay in place.
Yeah.
So, what has been hard during this time for you?
The hardest thing, honestly, is being disciplined with my diet. Prior to quarantine, I was always out of the house, so I didn't really have time to snack. But now it's like a conscious effort to not snack, like because I'm bored. So I'm like, I have all these delicious groceries. So I think not getting, I don't want to say not getting fat, that could offend folks. Staying disciplined with my diet has been the hardest thing about quarantine.
Okay. What have you found that is like easier or helpful during
Biggest thing that's happened for me during quarantine is I'm able to get to work on time. I used to roll into work between 11 and 1, and now I've been getting to work at 9 a.m. So I think that the quarantine has really worked in my favor as far as my attendance.
Yeah, I understand that, I feel like that's what's going on with us in school.
Yeah, no
So,
traffic. It's really great.
yeah, Atlanta traffic, terrible.
Well, there's no traffic in my home, so.
True. What have you found out about yourself personally?
I recently found out that I am a very, very, very productive person. But that's not always a great thing, because I multitask almost too much. So now I'm trying to make it a conscious effort to slow down a little bit and do one thing at a time sometimes, or do nothing at all. You don't have to always be doing something. And I think that was something I was proud of, which is something to be proud of, but it's also okay to slow down and take your time and just process like what's happening right now. You don't have to always be in motion.
Very good. I like that. I feel like a lot of us need to get to that.
I mean,
Take
there's a
that time
balance.
and
Like,
relax and
there's a such thing as too much relaxing, also. I do think there's a balance, but I haven't done the relaxed part yet. I've been go, go, go. So I kind of want to slow down a little bit because I'm still teaching my classes, selling my plants. I still work 8-hour days, and then I'm doing like a whole bunch of other projects in the house. So it's okay to like not have 50, be juggling 50 balls.
yeah. Well, thank you for sharing.
For sure.
And I hope that we get through this and we will find solutions to this corona.
What happens if we don't? I'd like to ask you as the interviewer.
I feel
Now
like.
I'm in control of this interview now. What happens if we don't find solutions?
I feel that if we don't find solutions, there will just be lots of economical issues that especially our country is going to face, just based on everything that they've had to close. And if this thing gets worse, this virus, and it spreads and it does that, I feel like it's just going to have a decline in population and we're just going to have to, start over.
We're gonna have to start over. You think the entire globe is going to have to start over?
No.
That's what's gonna happen? I listen, you heard it here first, folks. We're gonna have to start over.
No, but I do think that there will be an economic crisis more than there is right now.
Yeah, for sure. What happens to team sports?
I'm absolutely not sure. I mean, I am a student athlete right now, and we still don't know much about anything, about when we can practice, when we'll be able to play. Like, they're all just talking about that, and it's, you know, I think it's just all based on everything else and how that goes. So if it gets worse, we will not know when we'll be able to have sports again.
Have to start over.
Start over. Okay, thank you, Auntie Jasmine.